Also wanted to get your take on the 1199 trial presented by Joe Sperano. Can you explain the design and what your take was on the results?
Sure. So the ECOG 1199 study, which was a large intergroup study, was long awaited because it sort of got to the issue of whether Taxol versus Taxotere had any differential effect in a similar patient population. And the second question that was really addressed was whether weekly as opposed to Q3 weekly schedules made any difference in terms of patient outcome. So this was a big trial in which patients were randomized to receive AC to be followed by Taxol or Taxotere, which would be administered either as a weekly or Q3 weekly schedule. And the results of the trial were somewhat disappointing, I suppose, because if you simply looked at the curves that came up in terms of disease-free survival and overall survival with the follow-up we have, the lines were sort of perfectly superimposable. And at first glance, there's really no suggestion that one approach is convincingly superior to another. And specifically, the issue, perhaps a pre-bias that many people may have had, that using Taxotere in that setting would result in a better outcome, that specifically did not appear to be the case. There are some trends that may yet emerge from the data, perhaps that weekly schedules of a taxane are better than Q3 weekly or Taxol in particular. But at present, when you look at the disease-free survival curves, they're pretty much superimposable.
What about the toxicity and side effects data? What were your thoughts on that?
Well, the side effect data would suggest that certainly Taxotere was associated with more in the way of side effects for the patients enrolled on the trial, certainly the Q3 weekly schedule. And it's probably no surprise by the design that a continuous weekly schedule of Taxotere was also associated with a bit more side effects. Typically, if you look back to the phase 2 experience in metastatic breast cancer, when we give Taxotere, we typically give it 3 out of 4, 6 out of 8. There's a break built in. With this study design, it was almost preordained the way it was set up that patients getting Taxotere might have greater side effects. And obviously, the hope was that even if that were the case, the incremental improvement in outcome would offset those side effects, but that's not apparent in the trial at this point.